This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, I know I should be on holiday, but I'm here with you. I'm here with you a few hours away from massive turkey consumption for those of you who are not vegetarian. For those of you who are, I'm not sure what you're eating. Hopefully it's not tofurkey. Just whatever you normally enjoy on a vegetarian side of things. I love you either way. That's the place, you know. I want you to eat what you feel good about eating and what makes you feel good. If there's anything you've learned about the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll start with clean, right? Clean food. Let's have some pesticide deficiencies going on this holiday season. But whether you're vegetarian or meat eater, doesn't faze me one way or the other. I'm sorry to disappoint half of you, which half I'm not sure. Because some of you are just militant about meat eating, militant about vegetarianism. You know, if I'm militant about something, I'm friendly about your right to choose the diet that you believe is right for you. And that you find evidentiarily, I'm going to make it up words here because I'm stalling for Super Don because somehow the turkey ate him. Maybe he got one of the turkeys we're going to talk about later on in this hour. But the idea is there a way you can get along, right? The question, because what was it two days ago? One of the stories that was making the rounds in the news. One third of you were planning not to discuss politics at the Thanksgiving Day table. Now, that begs the question about the other two-thirds of you that are living dangerously, perhaps. Maybe it's like an opportunity for you to go, you know what, I'm not around these people all year. Why not let's trigger some people at Thanksgiving Day meal? And true to form, there's a way to do that. And we're going to go into some of those suggestions for you tonight as we kick off the show today. Robert Scott Bell, live 2 hours here on GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, kicking you into the day. The one day you're allowed to be grateful. The other 364 days of the year, who needs gratitude, right? Just take what you want. I mean, government does, right? Where do we learn to steal? From government. So tomorrow, the G word becomes a good word, gratitude. Gratitude. But that gratitude might not be in evidence if you end up talking about these 10 highly intelligent questions. Not to ask your relatives, or maybe you do want to. Maybe you do. Maybe you want to do a social experiment or psychological experiment at the Thanksgiving Day table. So leave it to Mike Adams, the health ranger, to throw out a few ideas here. And Super Don and I were chuckling about this. Yes, chuckling. Chortling? No, chuckling about this before we went on the air today. And so the third of you that don't want to talk politics, pay no attention to this opening segment. The two-thirds that are open to considering a little more engaging discussion that might cause some snowflakes to melt, follow along with the health ranger here. The first question you ask, and I approve of this question, I do. This is an important question when you're at the dinner table, wherever you're going to end up. Is it grandma's house, your aunt's house, if it's your house. I guess you wouldn't have to ask this because you would know, unless somebody's bringing the gravy from elsewhere. Yeah, that's the question. Number one on our list. If you want to engage in some potent discussions, cogent discussions, is there MSG in that there turkey gravy? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to, I want to know, or else, is there MSG in it? I'm just thinking I could do with a little bit less on the excitotoxin scale. I mean, it's exciting enough to get together with family and friends to have a good time. Do we really need to fire off our neurons till they explode in our brains because we're not getting enough MSG in our Thanksgiving Day meal? MSG in the turkey gravy. Super Donna, will you dare ask your in-laws if there's MSG in their turkey gravy?
Is this thing working?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Would I ask? Probably not.
Because you know they're going to have hydrolyzed vegetable protein in there. There's going to be other sneaky ways of saying yeast, autolyzed yeast extract in that gravy. And you wonder why people are going to be at each other's throats, not just the turkey gizzard.
Yeah. Well, you know, that particular question is kind of, that probably wouldn't set people off right away.
That's an RSV approved question, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, is there MSG in that turkey? You might get a funny look. But it probably would not get people to start throwing objects with sharp edges at you at that point.
Well, Mike, Health Ranger says, real friends make gravy out of animal grease, not store-bought powdered mixes.
Yes. So, well, I am lucky. I am actually surrounded by people who like to do things old school.
Okay.
So, yeah. So things are generally home-cooked. We don't do prefab stuff. Right.
Now, here's the one when I talked about, you know, putting people at special tables, because if they all melt, they all melt together. Ask your host, do you believe biological sex is determined by genetics or wishful thinking?
Oh.
That's a great conversation starter tomorrow, don't you
think? Totally, yes. I go to my relatives on Thanksgiving to discuss these types of topics, definitely. Yes.
You can just wish you were the different sex and poof. Just pretend you are. As Mike says, you could also wish you were a different ethnicity or you're a Tibetan snow leopard. I guess that's the gender and species fluidity with which we are living this Thanksgiving holiday season. How about number three? This is a good one. I approve of this one too, Super D. Maybe you can bring your gravity-fed filter to dinner tomorrow, because then you won't have to ask this. Are you seriously serving me unfiltered tap water? Do you hate me? What is going on? Like you have a chlorine deficiency.
Yes.
Do we have some more tap water? Please make mine unfiltered because I love drinking swimming pool water. How's that? Will that go over well at the place you're going?
At this point, I have a feeling you're not going to get invited back to Thanksgiving. I
hope they let me stay for the meal, right, at this point, right? Here's another one. I love Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's putting it out there, right? Here's your number four question. You definitely want to ask this in mixed company. If you don't own a gun yet, why? Why not? Why don't you own any firearms? It depends on where you are, of course.
True.
Many hosts will have it. A lot of households do. But if you're going to a place like in Chicago where they don't, maybe that will be a way to get disinvited next year, too. Number five on the list. Okay, this is very topical, very current.
Oh, jeez.
I know. We've been talking about it. I thought we had a great discussion about this the other day, didn't we?
Well, yes, we did. We did. Yeah. But, you know, for me, it's like Thanksgiving, that's the opportunity to, like, step away from the computer, right?
Right, right. You just want to make sure everybody's plugged into modern media, right? What do Charlie Rose, Bill Cosby, Bill Clinton, Louis C.K., Al Franken, Harvey Weinstein, and Kevin Spacey all have in common? According to the Health Ranger, they're Americans?
Yes.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. According to the Health Ranger, they've all sexually harassed, abused, and exploited women, or in some case, raped them. But they also happen to be left-wing liberals who publicly proclaim their support for women's rights. Got hypocrisy. Again, not so comforting a subject matter at the Thanksgiving Day table.
What are you thankful for?
That I'm not friends with them. All right, number six on the list. When family members describe how far they travel to get there, remind them that they're all destroying the planet because of climate change that they're causing.
Boy. We are making all kinds of friends at Thanksgiving dinner tonight, aren't we?
Well, this is illustrative of, you know, conscious choice. We're giving you options here. So you can play these scenarios out in advance and make better decisions about what you're actually going to talk about tomorrow at the Thanksgiving Day dinner table, right? How much, hey, give me some money for carbon offset. You came from far away. You actually flew here. How dare you? You and Leo DiCaprio. All right, number seven on the list. Bring some syringes and a vaccine vial. This is what we're going to do. And demand that everyone get vaccinated for flu right now. I can't sit at this table with you unless you're vaccinated for the flu. I can tell you like that one.
That would be something, yes.
They used to have like a childhood syringe kit, like a play toy medicine bag. You can even do that. Let's make sure everybody come over here. We're going to vaccinate you right now.
Right.
See how. And then,
just stand in line. Before they can get to the food, they have to pass you, right?
True, yes, right? Or they have to wear a mask and try to feed themselves through the mask.
If you get vaccinated today, you get extra pumpkin pie.
Yes, no charge. By the way, if they refuse to get vaccinated, you call them out for being anti-science, all right? Number eight on the list. This is for Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Things you definitely want to talk about at the dinner table tomorrow. If the you know what hits the fan right now, what's your escape plan from this place? Right?
Well, by the time you got to number eight, I don't think there would be very many people to even ask this question to. But,
yeah,
you know, I suppose. But again, you know, at Thanksgiving, what? Do you want to sit there and worry about whether an ICBM is going to detonate over your head as you're eating your turkey?
Well, it's not even a dirty bomb. It's just an EMP.
But now the EMP would be a problem because then you wouldn't be able to watch the college football, right?
True. You would have to find a way to burn up some more global warming fumes to get to a football game in person. Number nine, ask everybody to disclose all of the medications that they're taking and remind them how they pretty much all suck. They're very dangerous. They don't work. That's going to get your grandma's going to be happy about that. Of course, if it's Grandma Mickey, my mom, she'll be like laughing. I'm not on any of that. I know better, right? Number 10 on the list, ask people what they want for Christmas, and then when they tell you, condemn them as shallow materialists.
Oh, jeez. Wow, what is Mike trying to do here? He's trying... now, listen,
sure.
I know what he's saying is kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, he acknowledges that. Yeah.
I love the sarcasm and I don't know, it's almost passive-aggressive to try and make a point, right?
It is, but it's fun. Mike, well done. Made us laugh before the holiday. Hopefully y'all got some laughs out of it, too. If not, you're melting in the corner. And then when you recombine through whatever methods you used to do that, you can come back to the show and keep listening. We got a lot more healing to go on a special edition, holiday edition, heading into the Thanksgiving Day break. We have Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. And when we come back, we're going to talk cannabis, CBD confusion in Indiana. Perhaps elsewhere, Stuart Tompkins is joining us from CB Sciences. Go get your CBD oil now while you can, plus CBDoil.com. And when you go there, get the discount by entering the code RSB15. The power to heal is yours. Don't ask for permission where none is required. And be nice to your folks on Turkey Day or Tofurkey Day, whichever way you roll. Back with more powerful healing and CBD after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What is the legal weight of an attorney general's opinion? Your attorney general, I used to work for an attorney general. You and I both know, but with respect to general public, what exactly does this opinion mean, and what legal weight does it carry in this discussion?
Well, it's an advisory opinion. So from that standpoint, it has no force of effect in terms of anything other than a reasoned approach that's subject to public scrutiny and also review.
I wanted to diffuse the situation instantaneously. That's the Attorney General for Indiana that now has put out an opinion that CBD is illegal, but at the same time acknowledging that it's just an opinion. Now, it doesn't hold the force or weight of law per se, but we got more audio to play. But first and foremost, interpretation. We don't want our friends in Indiana. We got lots of listeners there, health food stores inclusive. To be freaking out unnecessarily. What's the deal? We've already covered it, but we've apparently got to cover it some more. And I'm always happy to bring Stuart Tomp back on the air from CV Sciences. Stuart, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving in advance.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And, yeah, this is a big, giant, sticky, confusing issue. I like to say this. If it's a big topic, there's big resistance. If it's a little idea, little resistance. No idea, no resistance. So let's keep that in mind. In the face of the evolution, it's very difficult for people, I think, to break their preconceived confirmational biases, which I have to say, the Attorney General, Mr. Hill, says very clearly, that's why I wanted to post the audio interview on your website.
Yes.
Mr. Hill says very, very clearly that this is not about right or wrong, and this is not about his opinion. So please, let's make sure to be supremely respectful of Mr. Hill, because I think that his difficulty and the difficulty of the situation is that when you read into this very closely, the exception to CBD being unlawful in Indiana is if you are registered as a patient that will only be allowed to use an FDA-approved CBD medication. And I think there, that area is worth debating. And I couldn't really tell from reading Mr. Hill's assessment if he fully understood the gravity of giving CBD away as a monopoly to a British company.
You are very correct there. Let me, there's a part two to that audio we just played coming out. I just want to hear this and we'll comment on it.
So anyone is certainly welcome to review our opinion and take issue with it, but we have given a great deal of consideration into the language of the statute, and I think it's good guidance as to what the current state of affairs is.
Now, what annoyed me about, you know, again, there's more audio we can play here, Stuart. But you heard him doing the and Superdon edited 25 seconds of from the Attorney General. And what that, as a communicator, what that tells me is that he was not very confident in what he was presenting. And again, this is something I'm going to read into it that's beyond the words if you just read his statement versus hear him communicate it. There's a lot of trepidation in what he's trying to say, and he's not even certain of it, especially in light of the DEA saying, you know what, we got a bigger fish to fry than worrying about CBD. In fact, how about the opioid crisis? Where's the perspective here? You really want to come after health food stores selling CBD from industrial hemp products? Really, that's what you want to do? And so I hear that wavering in his voice with the hesitation coming through. Stuart, and again, this is my interpretation. I want to let people know about this because there's a lot going on behind the scenes is what I'm saying.
And I think that to be intellectually honest, and this is a very difficult and sobering conversation to have, from Mr. Hill's perspective, if you read the exact letter and interpretation of the law, then the CBD is precluded from being allowed to be a dietary supplement because it's already a pharmaceutical drug. And what we mean by that is there's something called an investigational new drug preclusion. If pharma finds a compound and develops it as a drug, it's no longer allowed to be a dietary supplement. However, if they do pick up on it after the fact, like fish oil, it can be a folk remedy and a pharmaceutical. They can share the market. So these are very, very nuanced conversations about control and access and power and money. And I think the thing that's being missed in this conversation, because if you listen closely at the end, he says there are things in the hopper. Let's talk about that when we get back. What does he mean by in the hopper?
Yes, exactly. Like I said, there's a lot behind the words, as written or as spoken. I'm sensing it. I'm feeling it. Stuart Thompson investigating it. We're reporting on it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, pre-Thanksgiving Day edition. We are grateful. I am grateful for CBD. I'm grateful for Stuart Thompson at CV Sciences. And we're going to tell you how to access that as well when we come back. More on the break as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride, so you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body, so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Tonight, Swift reaction.
I think he's wrong.
I am disappointed by the decision.
As Indiana lawmakers return to the State House for their annual organization day.
After reviewing the statute,
Attorney General Curtis Hill releases his much-anticipated opinion determining the possession or sale of CBD oil in Indiana is illegal. The only exception, what lawmakers approved earlier this year. Patients or caregivers who've registered with the state to treat treatment-resistant epilepsy.
Now, we played a little audio of AG, Curtis Hill, there in Indiana. And I could feel that there was tearing in his voice. Now, I don't know exactly the reason for it. He had a lot of ums. I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Stuart Kump is with us from CB Sciences, plus CBDoil.com. Indiana is in play. It's not in play. People are asking. We had a question of the day coming in from Luann. I live in Indiana. I want my CBD. I need my CBD. Can I get it? Can I not? What's happening out there, Stuart, and what can we do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is reach out to the Attorney General's office and make your voice heard. The
But let's be very, very respectful. And the reason I keep saying that is these people are looking at this very complicated, nuanced, emerging law where you have state and federal contradictions. You have, depending on how you interpret it, how you read it. In fact, if you go back to Schedule 1, it doesn't ever say cannabidiol. It says tetrahydrocannabinols. So it's so complicated, and I know they're doing the best that they can, and they want to protect people. However, when they have insinuated that something's in the hopper, what they're actually saying is that there will be FDA-approved pharmaceutical CBD drugs available to those that qualify with this rare form of treatment-resistant epilepsy. Now, that's great. I think that's fantastic. That will be reimbursed by insurance. But, Robert, these companies are charging, will be charging, 36 to 38 times what the product is actually selling for in the free market. So this really is an access to freedom of health, a wellness prevention conversation like we've always had, number one. Number two, as a result of the Attorney General, we lost our single largest account, which is located in Indiana, immediately shut down. So this cost us millions of dollars. And now my question to the Lieutenant, to the Attorney General and the team there is, so what's the recommendation? What's the recommendation? If people are using CBD from hemp that's not illegal as an alternative to OxyContin, what do you want them to take? What do you want them to take? If you don't want them to take CBD as an alternative to benzodiazepines, which are very dangerous, deadly to come off by yourself, what are you recommending people do? And finally, for depression, which is plaguing the nation, what do you suggest people do in lieu of SSRIs when they're using hemp that they could grow in their backyard? So here's what I'm going to recommend Indiana do. Just grow your own. Okay, fine. We lost all the business. We had to send the products back. You can order from our website if you want, but how about this? Plant hemp in your backyard. Keep using the products. Keep healing yourself and tell everybody that it's their personal choice. That's the only thing we can do, Robert. That's our freedom.
Stuart, did they, because there was that hemp bill or whatever it was that assessed CBD for a very narrow cause, as you said, treatment-resistant epilepsy in children. And even then, it was a positive defense, from what I understood from the news reports, is that it's still illegal, but if we prosecute you, you can bring that up as a defense and maybe you'll get off. I mean, it's just really weird the way they've set this stuff up. But if you've lost millions as a company, how much on the retail level do businesses in Indiana suffer, right? In addition to the people who were accessing this in a free market at a reasonable price that was affordable as opposed to waiting, as AG Curtis Hill is saying, well, the FDA's got something, you know, almost there. And this also annoyed me about the state AG subjugating himself and the state to the federal government, the whims of the FDA. That's a worshipful position that I don't agree with, because the states do have supremacy on some level, as we've seen with nullification of federal cannabis prohibitions. And he now is suddenly deferring to the FDA instead of making the tough decision to say, you know what, we've got bigger fish to fry, the opioid epidemic. My goodness, the guy from the DEA who was interviewed, and we played audio, we talked about this, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, said it at the federal level. It's like, really, we're going to go after people using CBD? No, I don't think so. This opioid epidemic is so much more pressing, and I gave him props for acknowledging that. And so, Stuart, I know, be respectful, I understand, reach out, let them know, but at the same time, I'm personally upset by this. My heart hurts for the people of Indiana, especially the people who are being helped at an affordable level. How will they be able to continue? If they begin to grow the hemp, they won't be able to process the CBD like we do or like you do. So what can we do? Can they? People are probably going to just order it online, I guess.
Well, yes, and, you know, this is not some commerce play at all. For the record, CV Science's lobbying efforts have single-handedly funded this drive in Indiana of awareness around hemp-derived CBD. The governor and lieutenant governor, who also happens to be the Secretary of Agriculture and a big hemp proponent, and Representative Friend, the Speaker pro tem, who sponsored the first CBD bill, are all working with us to drive education and awareness on the distinction of hemp and marijuana, and that was what was happening with all of those interviews. I think the challenge is they kept asking this question. Is it legal? 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 Well, this is so brand new and so disruptive that based on the letter of the law, with the argument that they made, they can make an argument that it isn't lawful. Fine. So we lost our biggest customer in Indiana. Now people suffer needlessly with no plan at all to help them. So this ends up becoming a personal choice, a freedom action that you have to take. I believe I can't tell you what to do. We folded immediately. I'm sure you could only imagine, right, Robert? You know how I felt. Totally yeah. Conflicted because this stuff works. What they're doing is they're proving through their actions of complete fear. Can you imagine this? Our products cost, say, $1,000. The same thing, the prescription is going to be $38,000. The only way they can sell their product is to try to drive us out of town.
Right.
So you've got a British pharmaceutical company with lobbyists in Washington, D.C., pulling strings on the ground in Indiana. It's sick.
Folks,
that's
sick. Yeah. You've got to step it up here. I'm not at all happy about what's going on in Indiana, but the people of Indiana, you've got to step it up here. Because, you know, if this goes and another state goes, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but at the same time, if you do nothing, that's how evil happens, when good men do nothing, women and children as well in this case. So in the meantime, my humble opinion, don't stop. Keep pushing forward. Keep reaching out. Keep getting it, taking it, talking about it. Get to your legislatures at the state level. And they need to be educated on Constitution as well. Because clearly, again, if they're deferring to the federal, if they're aligning themselves with FDA, which has aligned themselves because they've been captured by the industry they're supposed to regulate, they're not serving the people of Indiana. And they're closer to the people of Indiana than those in Washington, D.C. So if those people in Indiana are not protecting their own people, there's a big problem in Indiana government. So that's something we've got to look into as well. So for right now, it seems like people are going to have to cross state lines or order directly and have stuff shipped to them, and you can't make an opinion on that. I get it, Stuart, but I don't sell anything. I'm just going to say, you know what, if I was in Indiana, I would still be getting it. Now, is there
Go ahead, Robert.
Is there a farm bill that passed in Indiana that would allow people to grow hemp in their backyard?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that if you can't get it, you can grow it. And there's a giant bill, the Farm Bill right now, the Hemp Farming Act, at the exact same time has over 30 co-sponsors, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul. And there's a hair's breadth away. They are a hair's breadth away of throwing the DEA off the hemp farm forever and then making this thing look like a farce. So what I'm saying is for us to keep our cool, fight the good fight, this is the empire striking back. This is not Mr. Hill. He's a really good guy. He's being used, unbeknownst to him,
hear
as
it, his
a
voice.
Pawn.
Yeah, I hear it.
Is a pharmaceutical. Because what they're doing is they're creating a monopoly for a British pharmaceutical company. Check this out. Do you believe that a pharmaceutical company discovered the cannabinoids in sometime in 2006 in an undisclosed bunker in England? Do you believe that garbage? Do you believe that? So there's so much happening behind the scenes. I also know of a great group that is going to be making another argument to FDA. We've got, obviously, Hemp Industry Association still suing the DEA. As the empire is striking back to try to control this, don't stop healing. You see, tell everybody. Call the Attorney General. Write letters. Tell every person you know about hemp-derived CBD, how you're sleeping better, how you feel better. You're not using the pain medication, the anti-anxiety. It's true, right? They didn't like us because we oversold supplements. This time, this thing we have now is the breakthrough natural ingredient of our lifetime, and that's why they're trying to shut it down, Robert, because it works.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, again, if there was ever a time to stand up, and there are a lot of issues that you know we believe in here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, health, freedom, healing, liberty, fundamental. And this plant, this hemp plant, that was part of the history, the very history of the dawning of the America that we know and love, and it's being attacked by foreign entities, global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all your state, Indiana, for instance. Or California, or
Georgia. Yeah, Mr. Hill doesn't really know that.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know. And here's the other thing. It's the same plant that the government said had absolutely no medical benefit for this entire time. So the hypocrisy around this thing is so rich. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to get cynical. You can go there. But I was reading a quote today of all people, Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan. He said today, I would never shake the hand of the government again, Diamond says. I don't trust one of them, ever. Now, we've got a problem here if those people can't even trust the most corrupt organization on earth. So what are we going to do when it comes to access to our natural health care? We better stand up for CBD. Robert, this is the first time I've been concerned that they might be able to shut this thing down if they try hard enough. We have to fight back.
Yeah, and that, the criminal act engaged in is now by government. And this has always been the case. Of course, it's hitting closer to home for folks that have discovered that CBD is so profound that it's pulling them off of medicines approved by government, ironically, that are likely to addict you and kill you. And this is a transformative time. This is a revolutionary time in a healthy, bloodless way, I would say. So stand up and do what's right. Communicate this. Reach out. Be as friendly as you feel like you can be, but stern and direct, too, about your rights to care for yourself, your family, your children, your loved ones. And that would be the best discussion we could have on this Thanksgiving Day coming up tomorrow, Stuart. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we got a lot more healing to go. A little bit of time to do it. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. Go outside the box a little later as well. Go to CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. Get some right now.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a whole other hour setting up. Ty Bollinger at the airport. That means you guys are going to drink a lot of silver hydrosol tonight or get your Echo water ready. Drink it up or do some more CBD like I have right here, plus CBD oil, those of you seeing it visually. Turkey Day tomorrow. I think, you know, we had fun opening today talking about Mike Adams' suggestions for Turkey Day dinner, what to talk about to engage folks. I think the CBD discussion, particularly if you're in Indiana, that should be in every household in Indiana discussing this attack on this supplement, this plant. I'd say medicinal, but let's talk in terms of supplement. And yet, I dare say that even though it made the news in Indiana, I don't know how many people are going to talk about it with the understanding that we've tried to convey that this is a bigger issue than, oh, is it a drug or is it not a drug? And that the state attorney general, his name Curtis Hill, is caught between a little bit of rock and a hard place. I mean, that's not to excuse him, but at the same time, I acknowledge that there's probably pharmaceutical pressure coming down from that British pharmaceutical company that wants an exclusive monopoly in the United States, and they figure, hey, we got a weakness. We got a weak point in America, and it's the state of Indiana. They're not clear on this. We can get in there and drive that wedge and break this growth of CBD, the access of affordable CBD oil to the people of America. And then they'll bring in the drug company version of it and exclusively make it the monopoly on the market everywhere. That's their attempt. That's what they're trying to do. And in that case, you know, the CBD oil that you're getting, maybe you're spending $20 for something like this that I'm holding up, a little 1 ounce bottle, you're likely going to be spending $200 to $2,000 on the same bottle. Maybe more. I could be understating it. But that's what monopolies do, folks. They don't make it easily accessible for you. Then you go to third party payers who may or may not cover it except for specific reasons. And all of the benefit you're getting right now, suddenly they say, oh, that was just in your imagination. It was all placebo, and it's actually very dangerous unless you get it from the FDA-approved variety, the cloned CBD version. And the Robert Scott Bell Show doesn't play that game. I'll just say that. Just say that right now. All right,
homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that game.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. All right, here's what not to eat on Thanksgiving Day tomorrow.
Well, let's approach this from maybe like a multiple choice question here.
Okay.
Or something, because you know, people buy their turkeys for Thanksgiving from various places. You know, some people they might go buy their turkey from a place like Walmart or Safeway, right? Then you've got some other people that might be a little more inclined to eat a little healthier on Thanksgiving, so they might get their turkey from, say, Whole Foods or you know, one of the other places that might sell organic, right?
Right.
Then apparently there are some people who will choose to buy their turkey from somebody's trunk.
Oh, and, man!
No, I wouldn't do that, would
they? This is not a joke. Apparently in Maine, this is, how do you pronounce this? Falmouth, Maine?
Falmouth, Maine, yeah, in Hannaford Supermarket. Maine. Yeah, apparently.
People have been buying what's something called, and I had never heard of this before, black market turkeys.
And it's not because they've been blackened by spices. No, black market turkeys. Apparently, these are illegal turkeys smuggled in from Canada. No, it's not that, in fact. They were from the Hannaford Supermarket. That evidently is a big supermarket.
What's wrong with that, though,
there,
right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. What is it? They just bought them cheap and sold them on the free market? No, this is really weird. Turns out that the supermarket had found that their frozen turkeys were not so frozen. They had thawed out because of mechanical failure. So, responsibly, they have to discard them because now they're not going to be safe to consume. So they put them in the trash bin and thought that was the end of it. But apparently, somebody went to the trash bin and saw all these turkeys, gathered them up, and began selling them out of the back of the car. Now, listen, I'm not a turkey expert, but if I see a butterball that looks like it's exploding in its case, I'm going to make some assessments there that are not going to be...
And that's the problem here, is that some of the other reports I was reading is they were saying that they had been completely thawed out and were actually bloated.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like a giant balloon. And I can understand you wanting to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, maybe, and not having a lot of money, but you don't want to die to get a cheap turkey.
You know, and I'm all for the free market, even the black market, which is truly a free market. But, again, you've got to use common sense in that area. Don't fall prey to the illusion that government is watching out for you, because they're not anyway. But the reality is supermarkets threw out some bad turkeys. Somebody picked them up, thought they could resell them. And if you do, I don't know if you can cook them long enough to make them safe. I'm just not going to eat them. I don't want you to eat them either. Folks, we got Turkey Day coming up for those of you that do turkey. But in the meantime, Outside the Box is coming up next, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.